ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين. Please accept my salams. I wish all of you receive this session of the program Bridge in the highest level of health and faith, and inshallah, learning the teachings of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam and applying them to our daily lives increases and promotes the quality of our lives in this dunya and promotes our status in the hereafter, in the akhirah. We talked about the 20th supplication of the great book Sahifa al-Sajjadiyah, the dua and the supplication in which Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good and noble moral traits and acts that are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We got to the part that Imam Sajjad, the sixth phrase of this dua, where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, Allahumma la tada' khaslatan tu'abu minni illa aslahtaha. Oh Allah, deposit in me no quality for which I will be faulted unless you said it right. Wa la a'ibatan u'annabu biha illa hassantaha. No flaw for which I will be blamed unless you make it beautiful. وَلَا أُكْرُومَةً فِي نَاقِصَةً إِلَّا أَتْمَمْتَهَا. And no deficient noble trait unless you complete it. And we were talking, focusing on this part, saying that traits that exist within the inner self of a person to an acceptable degree, but have not reached higher perfection, is one of the three kinds of the traits in human beings. And this is where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for perfection in moral traits, for removing deficiencies in moral traits that we might have. There's room for improvement, of course, right? Higher perfection, they have not reached there, such as justice, right? Piety, nobility. These qualities exist to varying degrees within human nature, but one must strive to nurture and purify them. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, peace and blessings be upon him, at the end of this portion of the dua, he says, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the completion of this category of human, of lofty human traits, right? Today, in fact, let's take a quick break, inshallah. I'll come back to share two powerful teachings from Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
All right, respected brothers and sisters, today I want to share two powerful teachings from the Prophet of Islam and from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the words that speak directly to the heart of faith, responsibility, and how we live with the Holy Quran and with one another, right? We begin with a very profound words and sayings from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, addressed to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The Holy Prophet said, Ya Ali, sab'atu man kunna fihi faqad istakmala haqiqatan al-iman wa abwabu al-jannati mufattahatun lah. Man asbaqa wudu'ah wa ahsana salatah wa adda zakat malih wa kaffa qadabah wa sajana lisanah وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لِذَنْبِهِ وَأَدَّ النَّسِيحَةَ لِأَهْلِ بَيْتِهِ O Ali, the Prophet says, these are seven qualities. Whoever possesses them has completed the reality of faith and the gates of paradise are opened for them. What are these? Then the Holy Prophet lists those seven qualities and each one is deeply practical, rooted in everyday life, not abstract spirituality. He says, the very first one is perfecting one's ablution, wudu. This isn't just about washing correctly. It's about preparing yourself inwardly before standing before God. It's mindfulness before worship. The du'as and the supplication that it has been recommended to recite them along with every step of wudu is very important in perfecting one's ablution. In fact, many of the scholars say if someone pays attention and is attentive during wudu, their salat's quality is going to increase and promote and get promoted. The second is performing prayer with excellence, prayer that is present, right? Sincere, it's alive. Right, you're speaking to your Lord, you're presenting yourself before your Lord, you're seeing yourself in the presence of your Lord and your Creator, right? That is very important. Prayer that is present, it is sincere, it is alive, it's not rushed, it's not empty, it's not a habit only. And the third one is giving zakat, fulfilling one's financial responsibility to others, recognizing that wealth is a trust, right? It's not an entitlement. The fourth quality that the Holy Prophet mentions is controlling anger, not the absence of anger, right? But mastery over it, controlling it, taking care of it. Let's take a break. Inshallah, we'll come back to finish this hadith and the next one.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Alright, the fifth one the Holy Prophet mentions is guarding the tongue. Words can heal or destroy. The sixth one is seeking forgiveness for sins, right? Not just verbally, but with humility and the willingness to change. Seventh one is sincere loyalty and goodwill towards the family and the Holy Prophet, supporting truth, justice, and the moral legacy they represent. These are very important. And there's another beautiful hadith with which we want to conclude. And that is Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, ثَلَاثَةٌ يَشْكُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مَسْجِدٌ خَرَابٌ لَا يُصَلِّ فِيهَا أَهْلُهُ وَعَالِمٌ بَيْنَ جُهَّالٍ وَمُصْحَفٌ مُعَلَّقٌ غَدْ وَقَى عَلَيْهِ غُبَارٌ لَا يَغْرَوْ فِيهِ These three things will complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first one is a mosque that has fallen into ruin because its people do not pray in it. The second one is a scholar living among ignorant people, right? Not ignorant due to the lack of access, but due to the indifference and indifference, right? Due to the fact that they're not willing to seek knowledge. Knowledge exists, but no one listens. And the third one is perhaps the most haunting, and that is a Quran that hangs unused, covered in dust, unread, sitting in the bookshelf. meaning that the Quran is there, it's accessible, but you're not reading it. Sahifa Sajjadiyah is there, but you're not even taking the time to focus on the teachings that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has. Therefore, deficiency in moral traits is one of the things, one of the aspects of maintenance of iman that we need to keep in mind. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد